Brand Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, our special guest is Jane Mortifee. Say hello, Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Please introduce yourself to the world.
Well, my name's Jane Mortifee, and I have been in the business professionally for 50 years, which is a little terrifying to contemplate, but and I've lived in Vancouver that whole time. And yeah, I just came out with a new album, and so I really appreciate you having me on to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to play a few songs from the album, but first of all, I want to talk about, I don't know if you know this, folks, but she is a BC Entertainment Hall of Famer. How does that feel?
Well, it's lovely. It's lovely that they would include me, because it's full of incredible people who've made a huge difference in the entertainment world in Vancouver and in BC. And I would never have thought of myself as making a difference like that, like some of the people that are there. So I'm honored. I'm honored to be there.
Amazing. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so let's talk about your first song that we're going to play here called Gonna Love You. Mm. Yes, and then after that, we're going to talk about some of your bandmates. But yes, tell me about this one.
So this one is written by Karen Savoca, who is a wonderful songwriter and a marvelous singer. She lives in upstate New York. And I had the pleasure of meeting her and her pal, partner, Pete Heinzman, through Sherry Ulrich, who is a good friend of all of ours. And I impromptu, they said they were doing a gig on Bowen Island, and Sherry said, you know, Jane can do Bee Gees, and they've got lots of Bee Gees on their tunes. So they called me up to just impromptu do that, because I knew their music. I love their music. And so this is one of her songs, and I have recorded three of her songs on this album. So this is the first one on the CD.
Here's Gonna Love You on CJSF.
Till the day we die. making you weep, and you just want to lay there and go back to sleep, baby, baby, baby. Oh, it's no lie, I'm gonna hold on to you till the day I die.
Amazing. Dang, it was so good. So good. All right, tell me about the album name here.
Just Here, Just Now, Just Enough. That phrase came to me a while ago, and I just thought, you know, I've kind of come to a point in my life, and I guess in my career as well, because they're one and the same, really, right? That's what matters. Is that what's happening right now, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just enough, you know? I in my earlier years, you know, you're striving for stuff, or you're hoping for this, or you're hoping for that, or you're disappointed about this or that. And I'm just really happy to be at a time in my life where I'm pretty content with just what's here, what's right now, and it's enough.
You know? Amazing. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, now we're going to talk about some of your bandmates.
Yay.
Okay.
Fantastic people.
Yes. Tell me about them.
Okay, well, let's see. My keyboard player, producer, musical director, Bill Sample.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working together in various ways since the late 70s, I think. And he also is an inductee into the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame. Yeah. And he also is the recipient of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal. And he's received a Lifetime Achievement Award, a Most Influential Jazz Musician from the Royal Canadian Music Project. I mean, he's a really well-known, extraordinarily talented musician, producer, writer, arranger, and he's my pal.
Aww.
Which is really swell. And so then the rest of the band is Miles Fox Hill on bass, who is an extraordinary musician himself, and he played for many years with Van Morrison and various other people, and he's played on hundreds of CDs or albums. And Randall Stoll on drums also has been on, I think, 700 CDs, and he is the founder of Soulstream,
wow,
which is a fantastic band around town. And let's see, there's also Tim Porter on guitar, who plays for the R&B All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Bill Sample is also in that band. And Tom Keenlyside, who is an extraordinary jazz musician. He's known mostly for his jazz. And he's had three albums in the top 100 jazz polls.
Amazing.
And Darlene Cooper,
can't forget
my pal.
Darlene.
No, I'd never forget Darlene. She sings background vocals on my album, and she and Bill are writing partners as well as life partners.
Mm-hmm.
And they have recorded a number of albums themselves, and they are they have a band called Wild Blue Herons.
Yes, and we're going to play some Wild Blue Herons right now with If You Fall.
That's in a villa in Provence with a bottle of Bordeaux. They danced until the sun went down, and they held each other tight all through the moonlit night. Just two young hearts falling in love. In the morning,
Provence by Wild Blue Heron. Yes. All right, now we're going to talk about books.
Uh-huh. Books.
Yes. So you've written. Tell me about your book.
Yeah, I wrote a novel that I published in 2018, and it takes place in Africa, and it follows the trajectory, really, of these two children who Their village is destroyed by fire, and it's the impact that has on them and how that plays out in their lives going forward. And, I never... Okay, so here's how I started writing that book. Mm-hmm. Bill Sample, when I wanted to record a CD, he said, well, you need to start writing your own tunes then. And I went, oh, okay. So I asked some writer friends of mine about, you know, a course or something that I could take, but I asked fiction writers and nonfiction writers rather than songwriters. So they steered me towards this wonderful, wonderful course out at UBC with Paul Belserine. But instead of writing a song, I started to write a novel. Mm. So that took me a long time, but I spent about 10 years on it, and then. And then I published it, self-published, and I'm in the middle of writing another story, which is very different, but has very similar themes. So it's the new one takes place in, I think it's going to be in Canada, and It's in modern times, relatively speaking, whereas the one in Africa is pre-colonial time. Mm. Yeah, so that was a big surprise. I did not expect a novel to come out.
from a song, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was supposed to be a song, but no.
Yeah, and you helped out with Anne's project, and tell me about her book.
Okay. Well,
it's a musical?
She's written a number of musicals. She's mm-hmm. also written a number of books, but this, at the moment, playing at the Fire Hall Theater until Christmas Eve, is Reflections on Crooked Walking, which was a piece that she wrote 40 years ago. In 1982, we did the first production of it at the Arts Club Theater.
Wow.
And she was in it. I was in it. Moira Wally Beckett was in it. Rick Scott was in it. Simon Webb was in it. Oh, man. So many great people. Bernard Tuffling. Anyway, it's been remounted for the first time in about 40 years. And it's playing at the Fire Hall Theater at the moment. And, I would really recommend anybody to go see it. It's kind of a cross between Alice in Wonderland and Dr. Seuss and Wizard of Oz, and it's a magical journey.
Sounds very interesting. And here's one of the songs from that called Books, Books, Books. It sounds like it's a great show.
Fun. It's right. Really a lot of fun. That was Simon Webb from the original production in 1982.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, and tell me about more of your acting, because you do theater and television. Maybe tell me about some of your
feels like I've had a various lifetimes in this particular life. And I used to do a fair amount of theater. I was in Cabaret. I played Sally Bowles in Cabaret in 1983. Mm. I was in John Gray's Rock and Roll. I was in Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. And I played Patsy Cline, where I got to sing 22 songs.
Nice.
Per show. So 8 shows a week, 22 songs each show.
Oh, that must have been fun.
It was fantastic. I loved it. And I just did various theater productions and Sondheim things. And then I also did a number of when the variety shows were happening at CBC and BCTV and that kind of thing. I did a number of variety shows where I was background vocal for the Tom Jones series and the Paul Anka series.
Wow.
And so I know it's kind of all over the map, you know.
So you got to meet Tom Jones?
Yeah.
And did he really? Yeah, he really danced like that. Yeah?
He did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
He did. He's got the moves.
He does. He's got the mojo. Okay. Tell me about Somewhere.
Okay. So my favorite musical of all time is West Side Story. And it was always a dream of mine to be able to be in that show. And it, of course, never happened. And, of course, now it never will. But for this album, I decided to record a song from it. And it's just, I love that musical. I never get tired of it. And the songs are extraordinary. And this song I chose also because it's the message of, you know, we can do this. We'll find a way to forgive and to love. And, you know, this is, we need to strive for that more because it's possible. It's absolutely achievable. And somewhere, somehow, we will do it.
For us, peace and quiet.